the reason why I brought this to your attention is the fact that there is a certain theist out there who seems to be hell-bent on saying that Jim Jones and his little tiny community were atheists. Bottom line, there is no evidence that even remotely suggests that Jim Jones was an atheist. So quite frankly, I don't know where you're getting your information from, but I'd appreciate it if you would be a little honest with yourself and with the audience that you present your videos to. And I would like to see this particular evidence that you speak of. You can do whatever you like in your videos. I'm not going to complain or object. That is your space. That is your place to do whatever you want. However, when you say something that is highly inaccurate, I am going to disagree with you. Bottom line again, Jim Jones was not an atheist. That is complete dishonesty, and I just wanted you to know that.
Jim Jones actually was a full-blown atheist by his own admission. In fact, Jim Jones said that he hated God and that the God of the Bible was dead.
But I hope you'll be more sympathetic for those dear hearts outside that say, God is dead. God is dead.
My bishop knows that I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist. He knows that I recognize only love when I say God is love. Well, you heard my preaching.
Jim Jones was not a Bible-believing Christian. He was not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He even was on record several times saying that there is no heaven up there, so we're going to have to make heaven down here. That's what he said.
There's no heaven up there. Nobody's going to come out of the skies. Nobody will ever come to save us.
So keep in mind, this is a full-blown atheist that people often use as an example that Christianity is bad. They will use Jim Jones, the atheist, who murdered a bunch of people, to prove that Christianity is somehow false. Whenever people say, don't drink the Kool-Aid, it just goes to show they haven't even researched who Jim Jones even was or what that statement was all about. Jim Jones gave those people the Kool-Aid of atheism, the Kool-Aid of saying that there is no God, and that's the real Kool-Aid that was given to them. It had nothing to do with Christianity. In fact, it was anti-Christ. Jim Jones has been on record several times saying that his worst enemies are preachers. The worst enemies we have are preachers and religion, he says.
The worst enemies we got are preachers. The worst enemies we've got is religion and its churches. That's the worst.
So really let that sink in. I mean, you have atheists out there all the time that say, don't drink the Kool-Aid of religion, but they don't even realize that phrase is taken from Jim Jones, one of them, an atheist, a murderer, a communist, a Soviet, somebody that didn't even believe in God. They're using him as an example that Christianity is somehow false and that it's somehow bad.
Bishop knows that I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist.
So I would encourage the atheist community and those who believe that there is no God to just simply do the research themselves before throwing out the blanket statements that we've all heard a million times.
That is complete dishonesty, and I just wanted you to know that. There's no evidence that even remotely suggests that Jim Jones was an atheist.
My bishop knows that I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist.
Matt Powell, you are a liar. I claim that as knowledge. I know that you are a liar.
Matt Powell worries me because he's very good at sounding like something is obvious when he's talking total sh**. He is very convincing in the way he speaks, however ridiculous the things he's saying.
I hope you guys liked this video. Feel free to share with anyone that may be interested.
As that good John Birch reader said, he said he wished that everybody for a moment would wake up to what I'd said. Just for a moment, think that there's no God. He said, then maybe we might do something to help ourselves. I would rather you call me the devil, because he had the sense to rebel. He had the good sense to rebel.
I thought it would be fitting. I've got my new shirt from the Satanic Temple on. Hellfire Club.
I would rather you call me the devil, because he had the sense to rebel.
You recently, I'm going to just publicly air it out, you are a Satanist, actually. Why? If you don't mind answering the question.
Sure. Hit the ground running. Start with the big ones. yeah. And that is actually a fundamental part of why I enjoy Satanism. Part of it is that it's a little bit of a hilarious sort of, you know, poke at fundamentalist Christianity. There's a lot of scriptural reasons, if you want to be like that. Like, Satan is just, in my opinion, the best character in the Bible, the one who frees us from the tyranny of God. He's a character who never lies.
I would rather you call me the devil, because he had the sense to rebel. He had the good sense to rebel.
I then would have nothing to do with God, have nothing to do with that sky God, have nothing to do with this Bible. You're going to help yourself or you'll get no help. There's only one hope of glory. That's within you. That's the only hope of glory. There's no hope up there. Nobody's going to come out of the sky. Nobody will ever come to save us. There's no heaven up there. You have to make heaven down here.
In practical terms, I like the Satanic Temple and the activist work they do, and that's really why I kind of support them, and they've done some amazing stuff,
right.
And it makes fundamentalists really angry. That is also a bonus.
It's quite a protest against, like you said, fundamentalist Christians, and letting them know, you shove that down your throat, down people's throats, well, why don't we have a protest to that and tell people to eat of the fruit. Eat of the fruit, because when you do, you'll wake up.
This is proof that the devil himself exists. The fact that you could be so deceived and so tricked is proof that Satan deceives, that you have been deceived by the God of this world, which has blinded the minds of them which believe not, the Bible says. They say, you're so superstitious, you believe in the devil? You better believe I do, because he deceived you.
Matt Towell worries me, because he's very convincing in the way he speaks. I thought it would be fitting. I've got my new shirt from the Satanic Temple on.
You are a Satanist, actually.